Proverbs 15:31 says, "The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise." If you interact with people much at all, you will be reproved and rebuked. But some of that reproof and rebuke comes from the mouth of fools and should be ignored. We will call this type of reproof the reproof of death, in contrast to our text referring to the reproof of life. Because there are times when we receive reproof and it comes from the lips of a wise parent, other elder, or wise fellow believer of any age. This is sound, reasonable, and or biblical reproof, and that is what is being referred to here in our proverb as the reproof of life. "And the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise." A really good comment on this proverb is found in the works of Matthew Henry, so I want to quote him. He said, quote, "It is the character of a wise man that he is very willing to be reproved, and therefore chooses to converse with those that, both by their words and example, will show him what is amiss in him," end quote. I've heard some say that this phrase, reproof of life, carries with it also the idea of what we call the school of hard knocks. In other words, life itself has some things to teach us through experience, if we will just choose to learn our lessons. And I believe that the idea of the school of hard knocks is a truism and is based in fact, but this proverb seems to actually be teaching that the best form of wisdom is to learn by the words and examples of other wise men and women, so that there is no need to learn from the school of hard knocks, or what I've also heard some people call the university of life experience. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. When you know that someone is wise and has your best interests at heart, then you should listen. And with prayer and consideration of such reproof in light of God's word, once you are sure that it is biblically sound and reasonable, you should receive the reproof. That is the reproof of life, as opposed to reproof of death. We've discussed various reproofs that come from people filled with the foolishness of this world. Through the years, I've suffered the consequences of listening to such advice. Going way back to when I first became a Christian, one foolish old preacher told me when I entered the ministry that I should find the denomination that best fit and then become established in that denomination. As a result of listening to that advice, I spent much of the first decade in my ministry dealing with all sorts of denominational politics and nonsense. Eventually, when I found myself locked out of the denominational church that I had been pastoring and left unemployed and homeless without anyone from that denominational headquarters caring one whit about the homelessness of my family, which included 3 children under the age of 5, I realized that we could have just died and those wicked denominationalists couldn't have cared less. The reproof of that elderly preacher, who, by the way, eventually left his wife and ministry, well, it turned out to be the reproof of death, not the reproof of life. And sadly, many, especially young Christians, as I was at that time, fall for such foolish reproof, especially when the source is someone older and seemingly wiser. But we have to remember what is said in another proverb that is found in the next chapter we will see in a few devotionals. It's in the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 31. And it says, "The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness." If. Not every older person or even older Christian is wise. We should test everyone, as the Bereans did in Acts 17:11, searching the scriptures to see if what we're being told is so. We should prayerfully try the spirits, as John the Apostle taught in his first epistle, chapter 4, verse 1. The wise man will listen, but will only hear the reproof of life. And the wise man will reject any and all reproof that is not biblically sound or reasonable.